Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode for you on Jaden Animations.
So he turns to Mario and is like, "Did you see that? I was ignored. Mario, kill him."
Jaden Animations is a truly unique channel on YouTube that I think is amazing. She has over 11.8 million subscribers, and she does probably the craziest, I think some of the best content, which are these like animated Let's Plays, which I think is almost amazing. So, you know, let me go through it. So let's start. Jaden Animations is not, like, I'm not discovering something here. I mean, she has 12 million subscribers, and she's been popular for a while. She has videos from, like, 5 years ago that are injuries and being sick, and that has 40 million views. Living with Ari has 41 million views. Like, so she has been popular for a while, and where she kind of got her, you know, first popularity and stardom was she, along with a lot of other animators at the time of YouTube, would do these like video essays about their lives that they would animate to. That's the same thing that like Domix would do, The Odd Ones Out, Something Else YT, and Jaden. And they would all do these things. I think Suzy was another one. They would, you know, talk about their lives and animate it. But Jaden eventually got into some really unique content that I think is honestly super entertaining and some of the most fun YouTube I've watched in a while. And that is like these Let's Play video game kind of like story animations. And I just have to go into it, describe it. I don't know if I can put a name to it. So basically, is what Jaden will do is, for example, she'll play a game like Pokemon. She's a big fan of Pokemon, has played a lot of Pokemon games. And Pokemon Nuzlocke is this like special challenge where if your Pokemon faints, it dies. And she'll play through it all and then animate it. So she'll give like probably around like a 15 to 20 minute summary of the whole experience playing the game, either like whatever Pokemon game she's playing. But she'll animate all the characters, animate the battles, and kind of basically tell like her gameplay as a story. And I often, you know, review these YouTube channels, and there are some I like more than others, and there are some I can, you know, just sit down, get through, and then make a, you know, some podcasts on it. But there are some I really enjoy, and these are some of the I really enjoy. So when we're talking about newer Jaden, I watched her, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's like 7 most recent videos, and like 6 of them are this kind of, like Let's Play video content that's animated. And I think what's great about this is a lot of times she plays games that you know. So like we know Pokemon, and that's what she played a lot. We know Mario, but for the most part, let's talk about her Pokemon ones. First, we know Pokemon. She'll play Pokemon, usually with a twist to it. Like she did a 2-player Nuzlocke, or she did another one where it was just this kind of niche Pokemon game. But she makes it into a story. So why I think this is an effective strategy is she takes a game we know. So everybody kind of knows what Pokemon looks like and how it functions. So we don't need to rely on the actual gameplay too much. We can understand through Jaden's animations and her drawings and how she puts it together, you know, what the game actually looks like, because the game is very pixelated, and a lot of times it's very just like jerky in the movements, which does have a charm to it, but Jaden's animations bring it to life. They add an intensity to it overall, so we have an understanding of the game, and Jaden's animations are giving it another level. And what I think that people often underrate about animators' channels in the past is they'd be like, well, okay, you know, they draw and tell their stories, but like half of the video, although the animation is really impressive, is the storytelling. They had to write these scripts for years about like these topics and put them all into one succinct 10 to like 15 minute video in which they addressed a large, you know, idea. And Jaden is an amazing storyteller. She has played, like, I don't know how long the Pokemon games have taken, but what seems like, and sometimes to me is very mundane gameplay, she takes it and throws it into this narrative that has twists and turns. You feel her emotional highs and her emotional lows. Like, when she does the Nuzlocke, when she's drawing the graves of, like, the Pokemon that they have lost, or hit her and Alpharad's reaction to, like, you know, one losing one the other. It's emotionally, I get emotionally invested. Not to mention that she throws in jokes where I think, what I love about Jaden's comedy is that it feels like she doesn't try too hard. I think that there is a lot of YouTube and a lot of comedy on YouTube that's really in your face. We're going to make loud noises and show you a funny image and, you know, you're going to be laughing. But I think Jaden's humor is a lot more circumstantial. She'll throw, like, a little joke here when this happens. And now, I know these are planned out, but she knows how to write them well. She knows how to kind of introduce comedy into the narrative, and I think that's a very effective skill and makes it amazing. So now, like, we go into games that I've never heard about. Which one is, this is called a video that was called The Game Nintendo Wants You Forget, 7.4 million views, in which she played this, like, Mario DDR version. And what's crazy about this is intercut with, like, clips directly from the game, but then still has, it's like a very combination of things. So in most of the Pokemon ones I've listed so far, she includes some clips for the game so that, you know, the viewer can get some context. But a lot of it is kind of, you know, her art. But in this DDR one, I mean, not many people know this game or kind of know how it works at all. So now she's intercutting gameplay, her art, and trying to tell a story over it all. Trying to tell about the game, trying to make commentary on the game, and show those two both. So she's doing like four things at once. And all in the span of a 12-minute video.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And she does it so impressively. She weaves these all together to form, like, I wasn't ever really jarred when it switched from, you know, gameplay to animation. I think she knew what ratio to show both of them in while effectively telling her story and doing a great job at that. And I just sit there enthralled. And I think that it's the perfect combination of at least YouTube content for me. Because I often talk about my low attention span. That is a common topic on this podcast, that I feel like I have a low attention span and often lose, like, probably lose enjoyment in longer YouTube videos. But Jaden's, these 10 to 15, 20, like, videos, I think that they are so stimulating and they're so nonstop that I think they're really enjoyable. Because she's taking a whole game and condensing it down, she has so much to talk about that it's like, there's never a lack of content. I never feel like there's a dead space. And I think this also has to do with these videos being pre-planned. Because the way, you know, a video, you know, essay is written, it's paced out. You write it to this length, and then, or you know what length you have to write it to. I don't know her process, but then you go through and you can, like, you know the pacing. And that shows, because I am consistently invested in all of these videos. She did one on Digimon, and I have heard of Digimon and never played it. And it was basically about how bad the game was. And it was so entertaining just to get her take on it. I think that she rates games almost better than, I feel like she rates games extremely well. I don't know why, but I think her takes are normally accurate, in which she generally has the opinion of the normal player. Because I think sometimes, you know, people could get lost in, you know, like, players, streamers who have infinite time and have played games a lot get lost in, like, the easiness or accessibility of a game, where Jaden is just talking about how annoying the mazes are in Digimon. And I don't know, I just felt that frustration, because I know the feeling so well of trying to go through a level and you don't understand where you're going, and it's just, I don't know, it's, she captures the reality of, think of the average gamer so well. And I think that's, I don't know, hats off to her for being able to do that. And another game, I watched her speed run a rhythm game. And what's crazy about this is she's speed running this rhythm game. And one, almost no one knows this rhythm game, at least from my perspective. Maybe they do know it a lot, but I didn't know it. And she's not showing many visuals from this game. So she's describing this process of her speed running this rhythm game. There's no gameplay. So it's not like I'm watching a speedrun, but her describing the story without me seeing gameplay and animating it is getting me so emotionally invested that I'm like, go Jaden, go Jaden, go Jaden, which is just so awesome to watch. And another one was Mario but Blindfolded, which leans, I think, heavier on the gameplay because she couldn't really animate her playing Mario, but she would kind of cut away to animation and it worked really well. And, Alpharad has been in one, kind of like three of the past videos I've mentioned and that I've watched. And what I think is really cool about this and that her style is, so Alpharad is, someone I consider a loud personality. I mean, most YouTubers are loud personalities. So, you know, you would think that sometimes he could take over the video or something. But what's cool is, like, when they did this two-player Nuzlocke, that she doesn't include many of Alpharad's actual, like, comments. She tells it kind of singularly and, like, as a story instead of giving us the gameplay, like I said earlier. But she also doesn't really include Alpharad's voice. So he becomes a sort of character. And it's not that, you know, she's controlling him, but it allows for the flow of the story to not be interrupted by another narrator trying to make his own video. And I think that's a really cool aspect, the way she does that. And she includes lines when it's kind of helpful to see his reaction. And you start to get, I know Alpharad content, but I don't watch that much of it. But I think I almost have like a sense of his personality and his interactions just from the way she is describing them. This also happens in during the Blindfolded Mario. He was trying to tell her how to go, and the reactions within the animation and the way she's describing it, they all came together to form a super clear picture. And yeah, so honestly, I have almost nothing to say. This is, you know, I would say pretty wildly successful channel. I mean, I'll go through the views they've gotten. 24, 11, 9.4, 7.4, 6.8, 3.7. So obviously, as time goes on, they get more views. But they're really great. Oh, and another YouTube video that I did watch by her was 9 months ago, has 18 million views, and it was Being Not Straight. And it was a video where she talked about her sexuality. And I won't go, you know, into it. You know, it was a really great video. I think that, you know, it always takes, I would say, someone very strong to talk about on the internet. And I think she did it, I believe she said this, that, like, she did it so more people kind of knew about that, because she had felt like she hadn't known that, like, I don't know, it was a thing to, like, identify as asexual. And now that she, like, she wished she knew about it earlier. So she kind of made the video to help get awareness for it in that sense. And it's so brave to put yourself out there with such noble intentions. And I think it's definitely tough. Because I know, I don't know, I think especially as an animation YouTuber, even though she talks about her life, people can be invasive. So when you use your life for like content like that and stories, people tend to think they know you, and they tend to think that they deserve more than they should, and that they have some sort of right to know things about you. And she did such a wonderful and articulate job of kind of going through this video and describing her feelings while, you know, putting boundaries in certain places. And I really respect her for that. And I think it was in just awesome video. I think, again, she is so articulate and knows how to get things across so well that I just think she is truly amazing. I have not appreciated making an episode like this in a very long time. I truly love her content. It was one of the ones where I will stand by this, like, sign off. This is a full Mac recommendation. Go watch Jaden Animations. She's great. She's awesome. Like, go watch her. She's fantastic. But I think that's going to be it for this week. Let me guys know and, like, the Discord or the comments or the reviews. If you have anyone else that you want me to look at, that's always appreciated. These episodes have been great so far. I know we got a review from The Thug Is Back. Basically, he was asking, it's almost been 2 years since I've been listening to this, and I really have enjoyed the content. And then you said, sorry you have to leave the Discord player. Like, I don't know if you remember me, but, like, bro, you are my, like, most, you're my most consistent reviewer, and I've been my most consistent fan for 2 years, so of course I remember you, Thug, like, obviously. But I really appreciate you still listening to the daily podcast and everything. I'm going to keep trying to make consistent uploads, and for my craft, because I feel like I dropped a bit in consistency and a bit in quality. And I really want to step that up because I love this podcast and I want to make it just great for everyone. So thank you for listening so much. I think that we're going to continue on this like kind of like 15 to 20 minute episode so I don't talk too much. But go watch Jaden. She's great. Okay. So I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.